This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Olympics and the medal count as up to date as we can get it to all of you, because this is a moving target, of course. And hey everybody, Kate Delaney, have you been watching the Olympics wherever you hail from? I of course am a fan and very worried about the games, because I think it is just a petri dish for COVID. And speaking of that, a lot of doctors across the U.S. saying the pandemic rather is spiraling out of control. First, let's talk about Tokyo. All right, so coronavirus cases, 137 among the Olympic athletes and people connected to the Olympics, so other personnel. 10 new cases since just the other day. 2 are athletes, and one of those, a Dutch rower, was staying at the Olympic Village, which is the big concern. Bryson DeChambeau, the famous U.S. golfer, tested positive for coronavirus before leaving the U.S., so he can't compete. Instead, Pat Reed steps into his spot. New cases have been reported in Tokyo itself. That stands at just over 1,700. That's an increase in their rolling 7-day average of 146.5%. So that's where it stands as far as the virus is concerned. Some big storylines, and one of the biggest storylines is the U.S. men's basketball team. They lost 83-76 in their opening game. I caught some of that game. I was coming back from a place called Fossil Rim Park, which is amazing and something I'll talk about another time. But anyway, 83-76 opening game, the first game the team's lost since, you ready for this, 2004. Now, they're not knocked out of the running. They'll have 2 more games in the group round to qualify for the next round. Since basketball's introduction, I guess, back into the Olympics in the 30s, the U.S. men's team has won a medal in every competition except the 1980 games, which of course was boycotted by the United States. Are they going to end up with a bronze? Boy, some really sad looking faces after that game. None sadder than Kevin Durant. I don't know the last time I saw him really slump his shoulders as he was walking off of a court. But that's not the only disappointment. U.S. women's gymnastic team finds itself in a weird spot. Second place, usually incredibly dominant, not this time around. The ROC, the athletes competing for Russia, finished the competition nearly a full point ahead of Team USA. Simone Biles finished first in the all-around, so that's a good story there, but the team overall, that's not a great story at all. All right, you want some good news from the Olympics? Let me give you some good news. U.S. swimmer Chase Kalis won the gold medal. I love this guy's heart. In the men's 400-meter individual medley, his first gold as well as the first medal overall for Team USA at the 2020 Games. It was the first time in decades that the United States failed to win a medal in opening day competition, though. The U.S. swim team won 6 of 12 medals in the day's competition. Kalis's gold, 2 silvers, 3 bronzes. That was pretty exciting stuff. It's so weird not to see Michael Phelps in the pool, but to actually hear him doing the commentating, which in one way was kind of cool, right? So it was fun to see that, but strange not to have him in the pool. And he said at the beginning of it, a little bit strange for him. So totals for the U.S., 10 medals altogether, 10 medals altogether. The country with the most is China. They have 11 medals and they have 6 golds. So they lead in the golds, too. And if we look at a couple of others, boy, the Australian strong swimmers, they've got 3 medals. The Russian Olympic Committee, they've got 7 medals, only one of them gold, however. The United States, of their medal haul, 4 of them are gold. Just to, let me reemphasize you know, that again. But this is very, very early in the games and different events where different countries seem to, you know, seem to do better. The record for the most gold medals won at a single Olympics is 83, which the United States, by the way, did in 1984. So pretty interesting since this thing has gotten, you know, underway. All right, pandemic and all of us in the United States. The latest thing that we're hearing, and, you know, is Republican governors, of course, are saying, including Alabama's governor, that, you know, this is, you got to get these vaccines. Disappointment about people not getting the vaccines. It's not every Republican governor, but Ron DeSantis from Florida, he's saying the same thing as many others are. And, you know, the blunt message from somebody who's part of the former president's administration is anyone who loves freedom and hates mask mandates, you're not helping anything. The pandemic is spiraling out of control. It's scary to hear that. That was Dr. Jerome Adams. Get vaccinated, because he says more mitigation is coming, whether it's masking or whether it's closures or whether it's your kids having to return to virtual learning. It's coming. Remember, he was the Surgeon General under Trump. And he says it's because the pandemic is out of control. And it's out of control because not enough people are vaccinated. So as of Sunday, the numbers that I have from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and those numbers checked against Johns Hopkins, 49.1% of Americans fully vaccinated. So not just one shot, but fully vaccinated. And, you know, this is the Delta variant, the most contagious strain of the novel coronavirus ever identified. So in 48 states, the rate of new COVID-19 cases this past week jumped by at least 10% compared to the previous week. I hate hearing this. I hate this. I hate for all of you that hospitals are filling up. Patients are younger than before is what doctors are saying in Alabama and Mississippi, in Florida and Missouri, where so many of my peeps live. I mean, listen, we want this freedom back. I am tired of this. I know you are tired of this as well. So, you know, at this point, this is where we're at. I mean, this is where we're at. It's not interpretation. It's what it is. It's numbers. We're looking at numbers, you know, period. Period. All right. Sad to give you this update, too, because I feel like I'm the Mother Nature throwing up the bad curveballs, as I like to say here on the show. But California's largest wildfire has destroyed a ton of buildings, multiple buildings, threatening thousands more. And this blaze is in its 12th day. And what do we know? Of course, drought. You got the low moisture in the vegetation, limited access to remote areas. So what are the firefighters going to do? It's the Dixie Fire, and it's up to almost 200,000 acres, 21% contained as of Sunday morning, according to the Cal Fire people. You know how many firefighters are out there? I mean, I love you firefighters, seriously. 5,000 firefighters and anyone else that they can, you know, that's part of the team that they can have there to help try to put this sucker out. Just absolutely insane. All right, coming up next, we're going to go to the mailbag. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts 24/7, as many of you have done. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantano with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Let's head out to the mailbag. This one is from Jason, who says, Kate, what's up with the U.S. men's basketball team? How did they lose to France? I mean, obviously it was close, but that's a stunner. This is a spot we are not used to. Do you think they'll still medal? Well, I think they still have a chance to medal. Of course they do, but it's very unusual to see this. I mean, it's kind of a wake-up call, a shake-up call, I would say it. And, you know, that was a long flight to get to those Olympics, and they had a week to prepare, and then they lose the opener to France. I mean, it's not good. And this is the first loss since 2004. Here's the thing. Is it that they're playing individually, and is this a team of superstars that are better in playing individually and not playing together? You know, you have some incredible people on this team, but then you look at it, Kevin Durant was in so much foul trouble and was out for long periods of time, and then he fouled out after scoring just 10 points. 4 for 12 shooting? When have I ever said those words in my life, you know, connected to Kevin Durant? Very, very rarely. I haven't. I haven't said it. And there were other players. It wasn't just Kevin Durant. But, yeah, it looked bad. Greg Popovich he cannot feel happy with this. He, I don't know if surprise is the word, but he can't feel good about it. But, it doesn't sink the team's hopes for a 4th straight Olympic gold, but it makes it more complicated, right? Because what does France do next? What happens against the Czech Republic and Iran? And who advances? And it's the whole thing in these groups, etc. Wow. Yeah, it's a shocker. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Mac. Hey, Kate, I know that you probably know this because you've got so many Aussies that come on that some of them are so fabulous with what they're talking about, but we're not talking about books here. We're talking about being booked. Did you see the protest in Sydney in the whole lockdown thing, the anti-lockdown protests? And do you think that becomes a super spreader event? Wow, so timely that you brought that up, because the anti-lockdown protests there, the Prime Minister went nuts. I mean, nuts in the sense to say that when you have almost 4,000 people that are with that are protesting, they're demonstrating, and they're all tightly, you know, tightly in the quarters together. What did the New South Wales police do? Well, they arrested 63 people and charged 35 with resisting, assaulting, obstructing, all that kind of stuff. Even two guys were charged with hitting a police horse, and they were refused bail. But the problem is, like the Prime Minister said, you know, Scott Morrison, that if you have protests in Sydney and other Australian cities, what's the purpose? It doesn't end the lockdown sooner. I mean, it's anti-lockdown protests, but you're not immune from getting COVID by being unmasked and being part of a protest. So you do the opposite and you make it worse for everybody else. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? There is frustrations. Get it, but he's absolutely right in what he said. So hopefully we don't see that in the U.S. But we don't have the big lockdown deal that they have. But unfortunately, we've got the Delta variant that is spiking up, and there's problems that are on the rise in a couple of our really big hospital systems, and that's frightening, I think, should be frightening probably to all of us, right? All right, let's move to something else. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, long time no talk. I've been actually traveling with my family. We've rented a really cool RV, and it's been fun doing that sort of camping thing, although I think more people are waking up to how fun that is and don't want to risk the whole thing with the flights getting delayed and what you would have to map out. So I have to say one of the best places I went to was Zion, and I wonder when air travel will be more pleasant again. Do you think once the pilots are trained and are and it's full across the board that it'll be easier? Well, yeah, absolutely. That's part of the problem, is getting the personnel back and being able to stack those flights, right? But how about you? Boy, you need to call the show, Joe. I wonder, you said camping. I wonder if it's more like glamping. Not gramping. Hopefully not gramping. I saw a great story in, it might have been USA Today or CNN or Fox or somewhere where I was looking around, but they had a Airstream camper, and they were showing some of this Airstream camper and where it was hooked up, and it looked gorgeous to me. And it's kind of like an Airstream motel, and some places are opening up like that, and there's more expansions in like the Catskills, Zion, where you went, the national park there in Utah. I've never been there. I really want to go. And this whole glamping idea has really taken off because of COVID, right? So for the past 15, 16, 17 months, and so campsites have gotten bigger. And then these other campsites where they're not the traditional sites, like even the Grand Canyon, they have these tent sites that they set up, that are set up for you. So there's different ways to do it, I guess. And, you know, it just depends on, I don't know. I like some of the sites they set up, but it could be pretty fun with the whole souped up Airstream, I think. But definitely I would have to get some kind of a lesson before I decided I was going to drive one of those. All right, let's move on to Dean. And Dean says, hi, Kate. I'm wondering if, you know, when we look at tech, what's going to happen next when it comes to cybersecurity? Do you think, you know, the whole phone hack thing could be, not necessarily think of the future because it's happening now, but the apps, more apps could contain perhaps some of those dangerous viruses? Well, listen, I'm no technology nut or guru or whatever. I shouldn't say I'm not a technology nut because I love technology. But if you look at ransomware and you look at what happens there, that's looking at computers. Well, some of that could easily, are you using your phone where you're opening up email? So already you have that. Actually, what could happen is what people attach to viruses. And so it already is happening. So the answer to that is don't open up or download anything that is fishy to you whatsoever. Be as careful as possible. I know that's kind of a lame answer. So if it is, are more apps going to be are we going to see that they're going to be corrupted? I think anything is possible. Having some of the incredible people we've had on this show to talk about cybersecurity from all different walks of life and different perspectives who do this for a living, that have done it for a long time, you can never be too careful. And I think one of the biggest things is switching out the passwords and making it more difficult, and it's a pain and all of that, but the more you do that, the safer and more secure your stuff will be. And it's, again, it goes to, you're surfing around, you're clicking on things. How can you possibly have a breach? And that's the answer to that. You know, and all of us do it, not thinking about it. I mean, don't open an email that you have no idea. And I know they're clever, so it's easy to say that, but they make them better and better. They being the cyber criminals who want you to click because they want to get in. All right, here's one from, this one is from L, who says, Kate, I know that you're a fan of Jason Sudeikis. Have you watched Ted Lasso, the premiere, the second season? I did. And you know what? I liked the first season of that so much. It's on, it's on Apple. It's on Apple TV. I liked the first season. I don't even know how I stumbled into it, but the whole idea of the American coming to teach football in the UK, it was brilliant. I think it just works for me, and I think he works in that role. But it's too early to tell what the second season is going to be like. The first one, I was thought it was okay. But the last time I watched the whole thing, I was able to binge watch it. And it's different when you binge watch something versus when you're watching it one episode at a time. So it could be that. I don't know if it's that or it just wasn't. The first season was so good and now I have these expectations going into this and it's just not quite what I expected. You know, that could be what it is. All right, here's one last one. And this one is from Gregory. And he says, hey, Kate, listening to you in the desert in Palm Springs. I think you have a lot of fans there. I know that I hear you mention it a couple of times. And I have to tell you, when you're talking about things that you can't get anymore, and you were talking about foam shortages, boy, no kidding. I was looking at boats, and I was looking at a little sunfish for one of my sons, and I had the dickens of a time trying to get one. I know you're laughing because you're in Palm Springs, but you know it, dude. There's water not too far away, and he was taking it anyway to California, and it was really hard to actually find something. All right, once again, thanks for all of your emails, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The special committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol is scheduled to hold its first hearing this week after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger to the panel. Senator Pat Toomey says that he was all for a bipartisan committee to investigate the riots, but the Pennsylvania Republican tells CNN that the House's committee is just a political tool for the Democrats.
I think we should be candid about the fact that it is politically to the advantage of Democrats to try to keep this issue in the forefront. James Carville has been very candid about this. He's urged the Democrats, don't let the election be about Joe Biden and his policies in 2022. Make that election about January 6th and Donald Trump. And so it's very clear that Democrats have an incentive to try to drive a political message here. And a purely partisan commission in the House is probably going to do that.
This is USA Radio News. As new COVID cases have ticked up in all 50 states, health officials say that new infections are rapidly spreading through those who are still unvaccinated. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that while the pandemic is going in the wrong direction, we do have the tools to blunt the latest trends.
We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, that it is among the unvaccinated, and since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem, particularly when you have a variant like Delta, which has this extraordinary characteristic of being able to spread very efficiently and very easily from person to person. And we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated. And that's the reason why, as I've said so many times, we have the tools to blunt that and make that model wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Next guest is a game changer. We talk about this all the time. What's happening with diseases? What's happening with cancer rates? What's happening in our lives that's making us sick? Now more than ever, Spencer Masterson, who's a master herbalist, has written a book called Discover the Five Treasures. I love this title. Discover the Five Treasures for Better Health. A time to rejuvenate the body, mind, and spirit. Let the journey begin. His journey is so fascinating. He dedicated this book to his mother, who I think really put him on this path without a doubt. Spencer, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm all excited about this interview and all that. I love sharing what I learned, my knowledge, and some wisdom along my path, how I healed myself.
So let's talk about, we're going to talk about your story in a second, but you told me something so powerful right before we even went on the air. And I said it, there's diabetes is rampant. There's all kinds of disease. There's all kinds of problems. People are going to doctors, trying to get into doctors, trying to get a miracle pill. What's happening to us? What are the five diseases, the things that we deal with that could be remedied through food, in the first place?
Yeah, like I educate others that, you know, the four main conditions in America is heart disease and cancers. Type 2 diabetes is really rapid, and obesity and a few extra pounds. Those four main conditions is what's taking America down. Is called the sad American diet. Well, the sad American diet is too much meat. It's just pure fat. There's no fiber, so it's hard to digest meat. Especially processed meats, that's processed. And then dairy is like the worst of all. Dairy is, it causes mucus. It's just liquid meat is what it is. So it gets sticky because there's no fiber. It's like we need more fibrous foods to help our digestive system. It causes fatty liver, and it causes clogged up colon, so that your digestive system from the liver to your colon has to be clean all the time for it to move out and to digest. So it's the dairy, the processed foods. Like in processed foods is processed sugars. Like people don't really like, the number one cause of, the worst drug in America is actually processed sugars, because it's one molecule, getting a hold of this one molecule from crack cocaine. That's how addicting processed sugar is. People don't understand, like, oh, okay, it just has some sugars, I'm okay, all that. But no, as soon as that sugar enters your bloodstream, it goes to your brain, and it gets addicting like a drug, because it is a drug. That's how they designed it, this GMO sugar, to get people addicted, so you keep buying that food. It's just, they want you to buy the food, so they make the money, right? So I tell people, hey, substitute the processed sugars with, like, coconut sugar. You know, date sugar, coconut sugar is what I put in my protein, and it's not addicting because it's organic, and it's from a coconut tree. And it has enzymes. See, you got to have sugars. Everything's got to have enzymes to break up to help digest.
So you talk about the five, I mean, and that's powerful right there, and that wraps into your book and the five treasures. Tell us the five treasures, and of course, get the book, and then you can, he expands on all of this, Spencer does in the book. You can get it on Amazon. It's easy. It's a song. Go on, get it. But tell us about, yeah, it's an easy read, too. Read this book. So tell us, give us a teaser, the five treasures.
Okay, what I discovered, you know, growing up, and Dr. Christopher, my mother taught me about whole foods, about herbs. It's all like, treasure one is like chapter one. It's about whole foods. The benefits and the science behind whole foods, how it's nutrition versus processed foods. That's treasure one. And treasure two is about herbal medicine, how herbs is our medicine and our nutrition to heal the body, to get it back in balance again. So I go over in treasure two about herbs, how it is medicine, how it can get your body into balance again with nutrition. Because herb has all your, for example, 100 constituents, which is components of nutrients, phytonutrients, to heal the body. We need the minerals. Everybody gets protein, everything, meat, dairy, plant foods. It's overdone with protein, because the meat and dairy says you need protein to sell their protein products. But you only need very little protein. What you need is actually minerals, the phytonutrients, to keep your body ticking and running and operating and keep your immune system strong. Like, for example, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, calcium, magnesium, all those minerals our body needs to keep our immune system strong, to keep our body healthy and regenerating our cells and keep them going. And so that's what herbs do. And so that's chapter two. Is like chapter three is about exercising. We got to have some kind of exercise program. In my book, I talk about my father is very athletic in high school. He was the football quarterback. He played basketball. He could shoot three-pointers. They didn't have three-pointers back then, but I saw him. He could do half court. He was just really good with his hands. He could move around. He could pass really fancy-like. And he played baseball. So he learned three sports in high school. He was like one of the top athletes in high school. My mom was like on the cheerleading team, so they met in high school, so they fell in love, they ended up getting married, so that's how they connected. So I was pretty fortunate. Athletic father, a beautiful mother, blonde haired, blue eyed, Norwegian. She's from Norwegian, her ancestors. And my dad was dark hair, that's where I get my dark hair and dark skin. His mother was part Cherokee Indian, he's from Oklahoma. And so he had these broad shoulders, nice chest, big hands. So I'm kind of like in between my mother and my father, so I'm pretty blessed. So anyhow, some kind of exercise program. So growing up, we used to go, all of us, As a family, we used to go to the local gym. There was only one gym in Mesa back in the 60s. So we'd go to the gym and work out together. And so we started lifting weights, started, you know, cycling on the bike. We would run, exercise, walk, stuff like that. My mother, in my book, actually, I talk about rebounding in my book, about the science of rebounding, how it helps the lymph nodes, to move the lymph nodes to exercise. And that actually helps the muscle tissue to tighten up. So that's one of the safest way to work out. So now I just do mostly rebounding, like first thing in the morning, I rebound for about 10, 15 minutes. And that gets my lymph nodes going, it gets circulation going. It's like, wow, I just kind of wake up. First thing in the morning, I get up about 6 o'clock, I hit the rebounder, start moving up and down, get everything moving, circulating. I go, wow, this is the easiest thing, because, like I say, my mother had a rebounder. Back in the 60s, 70s, I remember we used to jump on that thing. She says, yeah, this is the best exercise there is. So I put that in my book, too, part of the exercise program in the Treasure 3 chapter on exercise. So I have photos of lifting weights. I have photos of rebounding and the science behind, you know, weightlifting and rebounding. And so just...
I
tell people, choose your favorite exercise. Pick out one and try to do it like every day or every other day. And get moving, get things moving.
And then tell us 4 and 5.
Okay, so 4, treasure 4 is about water therapy. This is so important about water. My mother had a distiller. She had a little distiller, did about a gallon at a time. She also, because there's 7 of us in the family, there's, you know, we had 5 of us, so 7 of us all together. So she had ordered 5 gallons of distilled water from a water company, and they drop off. And back then it was glass 5-gallon containers, glass, not plastic. And so we drank this water. My mom would get around and here's our moonshine water, drink it up, it's steam distilled, it's a vapor of water, it eliminates all the chemicals and hard minerals out of the water, and all you're getting is H2O water. People go, oh, you need the minerals in the water. I go, no. The book that I read about, The Choice is Clear, about scientists, they say it doesn't touch a vegetable mineral, only a hard, heavy minerals that'll leach out. See, that's what leaches out is the hard minerals, but not the organic minerals. See, that's in my book to educate people about distilled water, how it works in the body. It actually helps the pH become more alkaline, like 7.0, it's neutral 7.0 when you drink distilled water. So it helps alkalize, it hydrates those cells, because the cells are actually 90% water. Our brain's 80%, our whole body's like 70%, just like the earth and the oceans is 70% water and 30% land, right? So our bodies are kind of those with Mother Earth. And so we need a lot of water every day. So I tell people at least drink about a 1/2 gallon to 3/4 of water every day, at least pure water.
It's just an all-around great book. There's no question about it. Spencer Masterson, thank you so much. What a treasure this is. Discover the 5 treasures for better health, a time to rejuvenate the body, mind, spirit. Let the journey begin. Oh, I hope so many people get on this journey. It's so, so important. Thank you for coming on.
All right, Kate. Well, thanks for having me on. It's a joy to share this with you. And I tell everybody, let's go plant strong and heal yourself. Heal the world one person at a time, and be responsible.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now for a conversation with Donnie McDougall. He's written a book called Free Fall, Pushing It to the Edge. Wait to hear his story. It's something that I think when he actually did it, he thought it was going to be exciting and didn't think anything was going to happen. But Donnie, first of all, thanks for coming on.
Yes. I would also like to say I'd done about 60 skydives before. It was all down to using a In 1989, the Wildfire parachute was the fastest parachute out there. I shouldn't have used it. I was not experienced. I was also weighing 12.5 stone, which was 3 stone above the maximum weight for that parachute. So it was a bit bravado on my part, you know.
Yeah, and what happened that day? So, like you said, you were experienced, though. You'd done 60 skydives, so you were excited to do this. You were trying something different, and then what happened?
I was jumping the Wildfire. The only reason I jumped it, because it was really windy, and a strong wind would slow me down when I'm coming into land. But I was in ecstasy all the way down. It was so fast, so exciting. The thrill of it was unbelievable. It was just the last few hundred feet trying to slow down, you know. I thought, and the most amazing thing was, apart from my wife, after spending 2 months in a coma, a year and a half in the hospital, my wife having to wash me, dress me, feed me by spoon, I had remarkable therapy from Paul McKenna, Dr. Richard Brandler, John Page, the top trainer cycle, he was in charge of the European Athletic Centre. I mean, what he done for me, I was paralysed, I was blind, partially blind. I mean, things that just you can't cure, you know, and it just sorted all these things out. It's absolutely amazing, you know, the things he done for me. I mean, he sorted bones out in my head, and I couldn't speak. I was with, and the next thing, I started speaking. I couldn't believe it. You know, just my bones in my head. Cranial osteopath. It's absolutely incredible what these guys can do. You know, I mean, and Paul McKenna and Dr. Richard Brandler, they are absolutely amazing. They helped me shut my brain up, you know.
Yeah, wow, no kidding. So the book is called Free Fall, Pushing It to the Edge Again. We're speaking with Donnie McDougal. He's in Scotland, and he had a horrific accident. You just heard him talk about being in the hospital for a year and a half and everything that he went through and how they really had to rebuild you. So what was that process like? It had to be so difficult for you, too, and frustrating, but you had to hang in there.
Yeah, but I am very, very lucky. Through my family was always very, very positive, you know. Like, you don't get sympathy in my house. You're just told to get on with it and sort yourself out, you know. But, okay, I got a lot of sympathy, but, you know, they were also pushing me to, you know. And when my brain was so bad like that, I mean, I had one great thing going for me, and that was I knew I could hear them tell my wife and family I'd never walked and never talked, you know, that was it. But I knew within myself, it made me fight even harder, you know. I thought, I'll prove this all wrong.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, I love that you heard that and that made you fight harder. So when people read the book, what can they expect? You talk about the story and you talk about the recovery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go through it all. And also, I deal with the things that it's going to help so many people, especially at this moment in time. There's people with so many problems, you know, with the pandemic and everything, you know. I mean, it's going to be inspirational for a lot of people, you know, and for people who, if you know people out there that have been given no hope, just look at my story, read my story, and that will give them inspiration to get there, I hope, you know.
Yeah.
I hope it can help a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, inspiration to realize that you can do it, and then you had people behind you, but hearing what you heard, I think, is so impactful, and then knowing what you were going to do. So you come out of it, and what's life like now?
It's a lot, completely different. I've still got a slight limp, you know, but I hopefully, through sales of this book, you know, I can finish my progress, you know, through my, hopefully I can get to go to the Upledger Centre in Florida, where John Page was trained. What they do there is absolutely incredible. You know, that is the Upledger Centre in Florida.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I just want to go out there.
Yeah. Wow, so interesting. And I think you said this, what you hope people take away is hope, right?
Oh, yeah. Never give up. I was the guy that kind of, it just made me push harder, you know, but the more they said I wouldn't, I just had to prove them wrong. You know, my wife used to call me stubborn, you know, but, you know, well, I'm glad I am, you know, I just pushed for better results, you know, especially when they said, you know, just accept it, you'll never drive again, that is it. And I went to the cranial osteopath, he sorted the bones out, the roof of my mouth, and got my vision back, you know. You know, it's absolutely incredible. You know, put a pair of surgical gloves on, sucked the bones out the roof of my mouth over a long period of time and got my vision back. You know, I mean, over a period of a few months, you know.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible.
If you've been blind, when you're blind, I could only see the lower left-hand side of my vision, field of vision, and for all this light to all of a sudden be coming in, you know, it's just absolutely incredible, you know.
Yeah, that is incredible. I mean, and I think the key thing here is what you talked about. Your story is inspirational. Free fall, wow. Just, you know what that's like, pushing it to the edge. 60 skydives, and then what happened and how you recovered from that. Donnie McDougall, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Kate, it's been a pleasure, and I hope this inspires somebody. Just go out there to get free fall, pushing it to the edge.
What an incredible story Donnie McDougall just told us there. And I think of all the people skydiving, and when people celebrate, and Donnie certainly would know this with all the jumps that he took, people celebrating big events. I had a friend who did a tandem jump with her son when he graduated from USC, and his best friend, and he did it with his mother too. And they just looked like they had the time of their life doing this jump. And I was going to skydive when I was in college with one of my friends, but then there was an accident, and it kind of scared us off from doing that. And then our families weren't very excited about it. But parachuting and this whole skydiving thing is just an incredible view that you get of being in that atmosphere, from what I understand. And he knows that, and he talked about that, and still having no regrets of what he was able to see and do the entire time. And he talks about that in Free Fall. He talks about, you know, pushing it to the edge. And I think it's just absolutely fascinating, the skydives that he made and that he talked about and that you heard there. And then what, you know, how you had to recover, and how frightening is that when you think about just, you know, having no memory and having to figure it out, having to get this treatment and get your memory back and watch it start to improve and then fall back a little and then improve again. So his story is really kind of twofold. One, about how what an incredible thing skydiving was for him, and how he still supports it, thinks it's great, all of that, and how far he came from a very freak accident, and how well he was supported by so many of the people around him, and how important that is, and how often I think sometimes we forget. So it's about pushing it to the edge, free fall, pushing it to the edge, and, you know, rehab and coming back, and just fascinating man there in Scotland. Boy, I enjoyed that conversation. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as well. You can get that book on Amazon, and thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.